Right out here,
Brother Clarence Sibby will come around, and he's going to sing a bass song that's older than I am. I won't tell you how old I am. But it's a real old song, and very few people I see singing. So, song says, "In that New Jerusalem."
Dedicated to Ella Douglas. He asked us to do this number. He gave us great pleasure to do it anyway. Song says, "In that New Jerusalem."
Lord, in that new. Go on, yeah.
Thank you very much.
How much more time we got?
If I was eating ice cream or something, that I like to sing too. But if I was eating ice cream or something or playing basketball, time would have been up. MC, how many more minutes we got? Well, anyway, we're going to do another number here. Song says, "Sometime I feel like a motherless child."
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Made it over with Jesus. Oh,
Friends, that was real good. Let's give them another hand. I think that was some fine singing these fellas were doing. Really good.
Really good. We appreciate y'all coming.
We're going to keep it moving right along, just like I said, because we want to keep your attention here, and if we let it slide too long, you might want to wander off somewhere, so we want to keep you here with us. We got the real foundation of the North Florida folk life coming up here now, and I'll just let him tell you about himself, because he can do it better than I can. Mr. Shorty Beedenball.
While he's getting that one ready, if you remember yesterday, I told you that I had an otter heart that was as old as I am. Well, when I got, some of my family had it, and when I got it, it wasn't tuned, so therefore I can't play a tune on it. I can just show you how we used to play. Then, when I go down off the stage, I'm going back out there, and if any of you would like to see on the back of it, living proof that this otter harp is over 80 years old, you can come and I'll show it to you. And if you want more proof of that, the harp is the oldest instrument that's known to man. Any far back as you can go would be the fourth chapter of Genesis that mentions the harp. The farther on it says David played the harp. Farther on, it said when Moses parted the Red Sea and after they went through on dry land and the rest of them got drowned, said Miriam played the harp and they all sang and danced and enjoyed themselves. So this harp had been in my family over 100 years, but I've got proof of 80 years of it right on the back here, and I'll be glad to show it to anybody. Now I'm just going to show you a little bit about just a few strokes of how we have used to, how we played it. Those five bars are so divided up until you carry three different chords on it. Follow the fiddle. I didn't ever play after a violin. I wouldn't know how to play if a man was playing a violin. But follow the fiddle. You could play in three different chords, G, C, or D. These musicians around here knows what I'm talking about. Now, if anyone wants this chair now, if they'll come up here and get it, they're perfectly welcome. I just wanted it to use for a few minutes. I've been following one of the comic pictures in the Times Union with much interest for quite a little while. It shows a couple of fellas got stranded on an island where an old man there was the king bee, and he was there hunting gold. He thought there'd been some pirate gold buried there on that island. And the reason he was so sure he was right, he said that he caught a shark one day, and in the shark's mouth he found a gold doubloon, an old English coin. Now, this morning's paper, if you look at it, said that what they called sharks in those days, they called them whales back down the line. Of course, you and I know there's a difference. But the Bible tells about a whale way back under in the olden days, and I'm going to try to tell you a little bit about it now. If this goozleitis don't get me and my voice failed me. In the Bible we are told of a prophet that was called to a city that was steep in awful sin. All the people of that place were devoid of saving grace, and the prophet seemed afraid to enter in. Then this prophet forth was sent that told anybody might repent. But instead of that, to Tarshish he set sail. Oh, the wind began to blow, overboard did Jonah go, and he found a mercy seat inside the whale. Over there, in that land so bright and fair, yes, he'll tell us all about it over there. On that hallelujah stand, I'll take Jonah by the hand, and he'll tell us all about it over there. Many people don't believe that a whale could him receive, but that does not make my song at all untrue. There are whales on every side with their big mouths open wide. Just take care, my friend, or one will swallow you. There is many soldiers tossed about by the whales of fear and doubt, but the Savior wants to take them by the hand. If they will his voice obey, he will save them right away and will lead them safely to the promised land. Over there, in that land so bright and fair, yes, he'll tell us all about it over there. On that hallelujah stand, I'll take Jonah by the hand, and he'll tell us all about it over there. Well, for some of you that wasn't here yesterday, I told you that I've been in a string band all my life. My father was an old-time fiddler. He didn't ever shout on Sunday morning in church and say amen and a lot of things. But he taught me to work for a living and to be honest and fair with my fellow man. And he always said that when they was writing the Ten Commandments, they left out one part, said where it says, thou shalt not kill and all that. It says, thou shalt tend to your own business and let other people's alone. He said if a man would spend half of his time tending to his own business and the other half letting the other fella alone, we'd get along all right. He also had another Bible saying, or that he added to it at least, where it said, blessed are the pure in heart. He said it ought to have been, the last verse ought to have been, blessed is he that expecteth nothing, because then he won't be disappointed when he don't get anything. So if you people don't get nothing out of this today, don't blame me. Just say, well, I just didn't get anything. You don't get disappointed. Well, we way down along through the scriptures, after listening to this gospel music, I just feel inclined to kind of follow along with it for a little while. We find that one time that the Savior walked down to the sea, and there were some fishermen down there. And I'm going to tell you what they was doing and what they said and what he told them and what happened. We have toiled a bird all night and for many a day, for they said there was fish in the sea. But we've caught nothing yet, all our labor was vain, and there cometh no increase to me. We will wash out our net, we will hang it away, and our fishing boat draw to the shore. We will launch out our boat, and we'll cast in our nets to these barren sea waters no more. As they labored at their level washing the nets, lo, the Savior walked down to the sea. Straightway entering into the boat, Jesus said, cast the boat out a little for me. Quickly launch out your boat and let down your net. But the fisherman answered in vain, we have toiled all night but have caught nothing yet, for they think there's no fish in the sea. But they launched out the boat and they cast in their net, as he bid them to do for his sake. And lo and behold, when they went to pull it up, though the net was so full that it broke. So that terrible little scripture, that song's trying to tell us today that there's plenty of good to be done in the world and plenty of fish out there to be caught in the stream of life today, that our job is to get out and spread the good news and help everybody we can. As I said a while ago, spend half our time taking care of ourselves and the other half time letting the other fellow alone. One of my partners that was with me Friday, he sung a song Friday, and I'll get a little bit of it. Somebody touch me, somebody touch me, somebody touch me on the head. When I was sick, somebody touch me, somebody touch me in the head. When I was sick, somebody touch me, and it must have been the Lord. When I was in prison, somebody touch me, somebody touch me right then. When I was in prison, somebody touched me, and that touching must have been of the Lord. Let just let you know that if you're in a tight and need help, if you call for it, you'll get it. If you call for it in the right manner and mean business, so there'll be somebody touch you, somebody will touch you, somebody will touch you, and it must still be the Lord. He'll help you out if you'll ask him to in mean business. Now, went along in the line with it, Mr. Johns, he told several little jokes a while ago. This one might sound like it's just a little on the rough side, which I don't ordinarily do, and especially on the Sabbath day. But there was a little boy. Couldn't get him to go to church. Finally, the preacher went to him and said, "Sonny, why don't you come to church?" "Well," he said, "y'all just get up there and use foul, bad language and tell stories, and I ain't been wanting to hear that." And somehow or another, the preacher had found out that this boy liked apple pie better than anything in the world to eat. So he told the boy, he said, "You come to church next Sunday, and if I say one oath or say one bad word, you come up and get up and call my attention, and I'll give you the biggest apple pie there is down there in the bakery." So the little boy, he got right up on the front seat. He was so sure he was going to catch him, and the preacher was pretty sure he wasn't. But he got busy talking and preaching and telling them who to look to for the help. And before he knew what he said, he raised up his hand and he said, "By God we live, and by God we die." The little boy jumped up, says, "Yes, and by God you lost the apple pie." So there's just a difference in where you say it and when you say it, whether it's vulgar language or whether it's something in pertaining to the rest of it. Some of you were here yesterday. I can remember faces. I'm going to sing the one that song that I like better than all of the songs that I sing. One cold December morning, as the train sped along through the snow, each person what got upon it as far as he paid could go. But on came a young man whose fare had not been paid. And when the conductor come along, this is what he said: "Please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off of your train. The dearest one in all of this world is lying so low in pain. I received a message, she may not live through the day. Oh, let me kiss mother goodbye, dear sir, before God takes her away. Down at the far end of the train, there sat an old man and small child. And he said, oh, Papa, please look, don't that young man look wild. So to this here young man, the best of attention she paid. While she watched and listened, this is what he said. Please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off of your train. The dearest one in all of this world is lying so low in pain. I received a message, she may not live through the day. Please let me kiss mother goodbye, dear sir, before God takes her away. So she took her small hat and she gave it in a collection she made. She gave it to the conductor, and thus his fare was paid. Then said the conductor, while a bright tear shone in his eyes, these words will ring in my ear, will ring there till I die. Please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off of your train. The dearest one in all of this world is lying so low in pain. I received a message, she may not live through the day. Oh, let me kiss mother goodbye, dear sir, before God takes her away. Well, I'm going to turn the rest of my time over to this fine group that's going to follow me. I told it yesterday, and I'll just finish it up on it today. I have a disease of the head that I don't see anybody out there old enough to know what it is. They called it catarrh of the head 60 years ago and along there. My mother got cured of it in 1940, but that head doctor's dead now. But my daughter has a doctor in Jacksonville that says he knows what to do, but I didn't find it out in time to go down there. So I'm going down there next week, and I'll be looking forward to meeting every one of you here next year, same time, same place, and the same type of program. It's been indeed a pleasure for me to be here. And as I said yesterday, the day before too, I'm not bragging about this, but I am proud of it. I'm proud I'm still alive. I'm not glad the rest of them's dead. But I'm the only remaining man alive that was in the legislature when we traded the South Florida boys' britches off of them and opened up Stephen Foster Memorial here under Fuller Warren's administration and dedicated it right over to this, where they didn't have nothing here but the monument. Jody McAlpin's, Graham Black, Bobby Sanchez, all these senators and representatives, Walford Lindner that was up there with me, they've all passed on. Luckily, I'm still left here. And the only reason that I think that I might be left might be the reason. Long in 1938, my father had passed away in 33, and I carried my mother out to see an old lady that then was about 80-some years old, and my mother was in her late 60s or early 70s. And when we left there, she said to me, she says, you know, I can't see what keeps old grandma so-and-so, I ain't gonna call no name because it was an honorable family. I don't see what keeps her alive. I said, well, I can tell you. She said, what? Well, the old lady had a sister that lived about a mile from our house, and she was one of the Bearcat's kittens. Her own children said if she didn't like what her husband done, she just got her stick of stove wood and worked him over a little bit. Don't none of you women get any idea, because these men will go off mad with me about it. And I said, her name was Melissa, and nobody here will remember that. I says, Mama, the devil ain't got old Melissa whipped yet, and he ain't going to take her sister up there till he gets her whipped. Well, I don't know who it is he's got up there that he ain't got whipped yet, but there ain't nobody called for me to go up there yet. And I hope to be with you all again next year. I hope every one of you will have a safe journey home. Always have the necessities of life and all the righteous desires of the heart. And goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you, Shorty. I'll tell you, he brings a lot of wisdom, you might say, to this place, because he's got the age, and you know, the Bible speaks of age and wisdom going together, so I believe that Shorty has his share of the wisdom, too.